Well, hey, kids, this is The Preacher and the Piano Man, a fun podcast to help kids learn and pray the Bible with their parents. My name's Tyler. I'm the preacher.
87, 86, 89.
Whoa, Trevor.
90.
Are you finally taking my advice and working out?
Yeah, I'm getting yoked. Not on purpose, mind you, but I accidentally joined a UFC fighting gym this last month because it was free. But I personally, I thought they said, hey, does somebody want free KFC? So I ended up in here. They tricked me for sure. My hearing's bad, obviously, because I play all that piano. But it turns out I've become quite the hot commodity in the wrestling community.
Wow.
Doctors are saying they're seeing something in my body that they've never seen in any human ever. And it's because of all of the imitation crab and beef jerky that my stomach has consumed. It's binded together and given me some sort of, they're calling it Operation Imitation Steel, where it's like you punch me as hard as you can and I don't feel anything.
So wait, science has actually proven that imitation crabs give you abs?
With what you have, beef jerky is very important in this too. So, they said crab without beef is dead, is what I'm trying to say.
Sounds biblical, even though it's not.
But yeah, I'm getting pretty yoked. So if you don't mind, we can do the podcast, but while we do it, I'm going to do some wall sits, if that's okay.
That's great. I always do sit-ups while we're doing the podcast.
All right, and on today's podcast, Tyler, you're going to move on from Jesus' miracles and talk about something else today.
Yep.
Which I'm super stoked about. And then yep. I'm going to ask some clarifying questions. And then at the very end, I'm going to write some songs. How's that sound?
That's right. And today, kids, in season 4, episode 5, it's a very special day. Because today is going to be about the best, most awesome... Did the power go out?
Who said that?
It's me, Trevor, the preacher.
Oh, right. Sorry, yeah.
Kids.
It's me, the piano man.
Okay, I know. Kids, can you see this? I really don't know. Trevor, do you have your phone? Can you turn on your phone flashlight? I left mine downstairs.
Yeah, but it's only at 7%, so it's only going to give us a little bit of light for a little bit of time, and maybe conveniently we'll go out to introduce a character later on.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and hit the theme song and we can figure this out.
Put down those yummy goldfish.
'Cause guess what?
We granted your wish. You get to hear from your bucket list.
It's the preacher
and the piano man.
Fun and now go hand in hand.
And this time it will be grand.
It's the preacher.
Okay, so we can talk normal now, kids, because we have this little bit of light from Trevor's phone flashlight, although it's now down to 6%. Trevor, that's not good. But anyways, our vocab word today, kids, is an awesome one. It's Easter. And while the Bible doesn't ever use the word Easter, it's the title that we've adopted for the big celebration in the church calendar every year of Jesus's crucifixion and resurrection. And for the next 5 weeks, kids, we are going to study Easter week. Now, Trevor, I have a question for you.
What's up?
Why don't you tell us some of your favorite Easter traditions?
Yeah, every single Easter, my whole family would go to the church really early at like 5 a.m. We'd have a huge breakfast. Our church did that every single time.
That's cool.
Which was great. And then when we get home, there'd be these baskets magically hidden around my house. And each basket, well, there's one for me, one for my sister and my brother. And they'd have stuff specifically for us. And for a long time, I would get these peeps, which I thought were okay, but I think I started to get a little like allergic to them because I would have like 3 or 4 cases of them and get a little sick. And so it eventually changed into where I was getting like a bunch of Slim Jims. But I would eat those after church and it would be like the best day ever.
Yeah. That's a great Easter tradition. Ours was similar. We would go to church all day long, and then we would come home, and there'd be Easter baskets, and then we would all go to sleep for about 2 or 3 days because we just did 8 Easter services. It was really fun. Now, Jesus started his Easter week off in an even more interesting way than that. He went to his father's house, the temple, and he kicked everyone out. Well, sorta. You see, 2,000 years ago, the temple was the place where God's people went to meet with him, pray, and offer sacrifices for the forgiveness of their sins. It was supposed to be a holy place of worship, but it wasn't anymore. People were misbehaving in church, and Jesus didn't like that. Now, kids, I have a question for you, and I'm really proud of you that you all have not gotten scared of the dark, even though the lights are clearly out because the powder must have went out. But kids, question, have you ever gotten in trouble for misbehaving in church?
Well, if I'm being honest, one time I made a little spit wad and put it in my chocolate milk straw and shot it right off the preacher's forehead.
Yeah, one time I was praying that God would give me a lot of money so I could buy a puppy. And then all of a sudden, this plate of money just got put right in front of my lap. And so I thought, wow, what provision from God. So I took that home to buy the money, and my parents were really upset with me. Apparently, that was the church's, so I had to bring it back.
One time, I snuck my cat in the church, and it ate all the communion wafers.
Well, hi, this is Scarlett, the little girl who didn't win the presidential election for the podcast, but I'm not bitter. I don't have any stories on this one. I was perfect when I was a kid. I never did anything wrong.
Okay, well, that's amazing, kids. Trevor, how about you? Did you ever get in trouble for misbehaving in church?
Yeah. Growing up, I was playing hide-and-go-seek with my brother, and I did such a good job that the entire church had to help look for me before they could find me. So, in one hand, I was the best ever. In the second hand, my mom was not happy with me.
Well, Trevor, that's pretty bad, but not as bad as what was happening in the temple in this story with Jesus. You see, in one of the courtyards where people were praying, the leaders of the temple had set up this huge marketplace. People were buying and selling animals there. They were charging unfair prices to take money from the poor and from travelers. And since there were sheep baaing and doves fluttering and cows mooing, no one could pray. It probably didn't smell very good there either. And this upset Jesus. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 12, it says that Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out all the people buying and selling animals for sacrifice. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, "The scriptures declare my temple will be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves." Now, this is important, kids. One of the reasons Jesus came is to save us. But another reason he came is to shine a light on evil and injustice. When people are being treated unfairly and when God is being treated disrespectfully, Jesus can't be silent. He shines a light in the darkness. And kids, this Easter, we should shine our light too.
Oh man, my phone battery died.
Man, this is the worst. Wait, what is that? There's a box over there in the corner, and there's something glowing from inside of the box. Trevor, what is that?
Let me go check it out. Oh, what's this thing?
Hey, what's up, dudes and dudettes? I can light the way for you. My name's Larson Theodore McKinley IV, but you can just call me Lars, the lava lamp. Groovy, dude.
Uh-oh, Trevor, did we just create a new character for the podcast?
I think so. Lars, where did you come from?
A gnarly question, dude. Well, you see, I've been in a box in the church closet for the past 78 years, but somebody just cleaned out the church closet the other day and brought me in here. So here I am, Lars the lava lamp. Bro, catching waves, chilling by the beach, shining my blue lava lamp. That's my jam. Stoked to help you bros through this power outage. Totally awesome.
Okay, well, I have no idea what room the generator is in, so I guess we're just going to have to walk down the hallway and check some of these rooms here in the church one by one in order to figure out what's going on with this power outage. All right, so here we go. We're going to leave the podcast room now, walking through the door out into the hallway. And here we are, here at room number one, the power outage room.
It's probably not that one. Yeah, I would just keep moving on.
Okay, yeah. So let's go. All right. It looks like here in the second room here is the giant pillow fort room. It's a room that we fill with oversized pillows and blankets, and it's totally perfect for building the ultimate pillow fort. Or what's that sound? I think it sounds like somebody's sleeping. Let's go in.
Sleep with the fishes, my little fish. This is a squirrel. Goodbye, my little friends.
What is that, Tyler? Is that like a cute chainsaw?
I don't know. Lars the Lava Lamp, we're going to need you to shine your light! Oh, wow. Trevor, is that the squirrel sleeping over there with the smallest little CPAP machine ever?
Oh, that's kind of adorable. But yeah, that is what that is.
And is he wearing silk pajamas with dancing acorns on him?
I love the little eye cover thing he's got going on.
Yeah, and does he have a stuffed kid named Teddy? Because kids do stuffed teddy bears, but apparently animals do stuffed teddy kids.
He's rocking three sound machines over there.
Okay, squirrel. Hey, squirrel, wake up, man. We're recording the podcast. You called in sick today. But really, you're just in the giant pillow fort room sleeping?
Hey, my little friend of friends. I don't know what to say. You caught me, guys.
Bro. Hi, my name is Lars the Lava Lamp, and I love what you got going on there with the dancing acorns. But hey, dude, check it out. So, like, the Bible says in Colossians 3:23 that whatever you're doing, whether it's, like, sweeping the floor or slinging burgers, do it with total stoke. Work like you're doing it for the big guy upstairs, not just for anybody. That's the real deal, man.
Yeah, squirrel. Listen to Lars. Lars, thanks for shining some light on this conversation. All right, let's go to another room. And now we're walking out of the pillow fort room. We're going to go past the power outage room again. Trevor, you sure we shouldn't try that room?
That one sounds pretty boring. Let's just keep moving on.
Okay, well, the next room is definitely not boring because it is the sugar snack and quack room. It's a room filled with every imaginable snack ever and also ducks. You can hear them right now. Let's go on in. All right, it's really, really dark and totally hear the sound of ducks. And also, what is that sound? Is something getting squeezed out of a tube?
Yeah, it smells kind of like mint Oreos.
All right, Lars, we're going to need you to help us out here. We're going to need you to
shine your light.
Hamster? What are you doing in here? Do you have a bag of Oreos?
Did you just lick out the white part of every single one?
And are you replacing the cream with toothpaste?
I don't know what was that? It's a tube of things. I don't know. But
you don't know what toothpaste is, Trevor?
That's besides the point. What are you doing in here, Hamster?
And Hamster, that bag of Oreos says squirrel on it. Are you pranking the squirrel by taking the cream out of his Oreos and putting toothpaste in there?
Well, hey, kids, it's me, the hamster. No, I would never do such a thing like that. I'm just in here, you caught me. I'm just pranking the squirrel. Lars, do you have anything to say?
Well, hey, hamster bro. I have no idea how you knew my name was Lars already, but I do have a Bible verse to share with you. Proverbs 26:18. Whoa, bro, like, check it out. It's as gnarly as a dude shredding waves with a bazooka when someone straight up pranks their bro and then tries to play it off like, nah, dude, I was just messing around. Not cool, man. Not cool at all.
I'm just going to encourage you, bury the hatchet and try to be better friends.
Yeah, and maybe share some of your Oreos with, I don't know, us.
I don't want one of those Oreos. Trevor. It's toothpaste. Do you not know what toothpaste? Okay, let's go to another room. Yeah, we're walking out of this room, and let's go over here. Look, I think this is where the church closet is. You know, where the pack of wild puppies live, and also all the strange machines of yesteryear are.
Oh, yeah, the fun room.
Yeah, I guess. Let's go in. All right, Lars. I don't want to accidentally, like, push the gravity defibrillator or teleport us by accidentally hitting the miraculous micromolecular magnetic machine of teleportation. So you're going to have to do your thing, Lars. Go ahead and
shine your light.
Much better. Now we can see. Thanks, Lars.
You're the man, Lars. All right. Well, there's some pretty... I've never seen some of these machines before. Let's look at some of these. Oh, wow. Look over there. There's a shrink ray.
Oh, Right next to that, there looks like the six-pack of invisibility spray.
Invisibility spray? Awesome. Oh, look over there. There's a never-ending ice cream machine that just keeps pumping ice cream. It's pumping ice cream right now.
There's our cloud sculpting machine. I've been looking for that.
Oh, awesome. It says on this machine that if we push this button, then all the cats will turn back into dinosaurs? What?
Is that how the dinosaurs became extinct?
Our church turned them into cats?
Hey, wait, what's that one over there? I've never seen this before.
It says on it, it's the trade anything machine. Let me read the instruction manual. It says that if we push this button right here that says trade, then you can trade anything you want to with the person sitting next to you. That's pretty cool. I think I'm going to try this. All right, I want Trevor's piano man skills, and he has to take my bad left knee. Oh, wow. Watch me play the piano right here.
How about this? Press. I'm going to take your ability to somehow see that hand in the back, and I'm going to give you my bubble gut.
Oh, no. Now I can't see that hand in the back. Go ahead.
Oh, but I can see your bubble gut.
Ugh! Well, you know what I want? I want your mustache, and you got to take this pimple right here on my back. Ah! Check out this stash right here, baby. Wife's going to love it.
Ew, this is gross.
Oh, no. Well, Trevor, now it's your turn, and I really hope you don't trade, you know, your super allergy nose with that's running right now that you pick all the time for my totally normal and perfectly fine nose.
I can't hear you over the sound of button press.
Ha-ha, got you. You're not the one who has allergies. I do, and now you have my allergies.
Oh, man. You really tricked me, because I don't know what allergies are.
Gotcha.
Bros. Chill. God made both of you special, with unique gifts. And you should be content and not envy one another. In 1 Corinthians 12, the Apostle Paul says, check it, dudes. Each of us is totally blessed with a spiritual gift, you know, to help each other out. Like one person might be all about giving wise advice, while someone else is dropping total knowledge bombs, and like another person's faith is just next level. Then there's the healer vibes, the miracle worker, the prophecy dude, and it's all from the raddest, holiest of spirits. Who's totally in charge of who gets what gifts. Righteous bros, so just be content with how God made you.
Yeah, that's a good point, Lars.
Yeah, thanks for shining your light on that situation.
All right, let's go out in the hallway and see if we can't figure this out finally. So we're walking out of the church closet, and you know, Trevor, I really think we should try the power outage room, just to try.
Only because it's the last room left, I suppose we should.
Only because there's a strange glow coming out of it, and it says power outage room, and I figure if there's a power outage, there's got to be a solution in there. So, let's go on in. All right.
It's hard to see in here. If only we had Lars to
shine your light!
Wait a minute. Is that a tanning bed in the corner? And I think, is that Scary Gary in the tanning bed? And did he plug that tanning bed into the last opening of a full power strip that's already plugged into the last opening of another full power strip? That's what blew the fuse!
Uh-oh. Okay, guys, you got me. It's prom season, so I had to get in the bed. Soak up some rays, get that bronze on. You know what I'm saying, bro? Trevor, you know what I'm saying.
I mean, I do know what you're saying. You know, prom season, I get it.
Anyways, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry I blew the fuse for the tanning bed.
Bro, scariest of Garys. Dude, check it. So, like, Philippians chapter 2 says that blowing the fuse because you wanted to fire up the tanning bed? Not cool. So you shouldn't be all about yourself. Trying to impress everyone with your golden tan. Nah, man. Be humble. Thinking of others as rad as you. Don't just be all about your own stuff, dude. But show love for others too, you know? Gotta be chill like Jesus. Spreading good vibes and looking out for everyone.
All right, well, I guess the only way to get everything back in bright is just to unplug this tanning bed. Let's do it.
Wow. Well, first off, now that we have the power back on, we don't have to whisper anymore.
All right, perfect.
Were we whispering?
I mean, not really.
Maybe. Okay, but anyways, second off, I want to thank you, Lars, for guiding us through this dark time. You really shed some light in the dark with that glowing blue lava, and you also shed some light on all of our hearts by dropping knowledge bombs from the Bible. You're pretty cool, dude. Now, kids, just like Lars the lava lamp, you can shine the light of Jesus every day, everybody, everywhere. Maybe a kid in your class is getting bullied. You can shine Jesus' light by showing them kindness. Maybe you have a neighbor who is going through a hard time. You can shine Jesus' light by taking them groceries or making them a card or inviting them over to play. Maybe you did something mean or you told a lie. You can shine Jesus' light by saying you're sorry and asking for forgiveness. Or maybe someone you know needs help. You can shine the light of Jesus by sharing your prayers and sharing whatever you have with them that makes life easier for them. You see, kids, Jesus came to shine light in the darkness. He did it for 3 years by working miracles and teaching truth. And he did it at the beginning of his last week by showing all the injustice happening in the temple. And he did it on his last day by dying on the cross in order to do for us what the temple never could, offer us God's forgiveness. You see, kids, when Jesus died, the veil to the temple was torn from top to bottom. It was a sign that the presence of God would no longer be contained in a building, but it would be in every heart that trusts in Jesus. Hey, do you trust in Jesus? Well, guess what, kids? Your body is the new temple. God's presence is in you. And this Easter, your calling is beautiful and bright. Go shine a light for Jesus in the darkness of our world. Now, on that note, Trev, I think you got an awesome song for us today.
Yep.
Awesome. 30 seconds, kids. Let's review. Thanks for listening today. Your vocab word is Easter. It's the big celebration every year in the church calendar where we remember Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Your memory verse today is straight from the mouth of Jesus. Matthew 5:16, he said, "Let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." Now, your prayer assignment today, kids, has two steps. First, I want you to brainstorm with your parents somewhere or some situation that you can shine Jesus' light. Where is that darkness? Where is the sadness? Where is the pain in your world? Is there someone you know who needs prayer and help? Then, step number two, I want you to make a plan to shine Jesus' light. Now, last thing, time to kick it over to our bossy friend and see what the squirrel says this week.
Well, hey, my little lava lamp, my little lava lamp friend. This is the squirrel. And this week, kids, I want you to go quote your Bible verse, Matthew 5:16, in your best Lars the Lava Lamp Surfer dude voice. This is the squirrel. Goodbye, my little friends.
Now we play hide and seek. Me and my newest friend who goes by the name Steve. Just one problem that I gotta confess. I am not very fond of the darkness, but I got just the fix. Got just the fix. 1,000 lumen or some LEDs. Either one's gonna help. Let out that beam. We're gonna make that darkness scream. We're gonna shine. We're gonna shine. We're gonna shine. La 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 light. La 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 light. We're gonna shine. We're gonna shine.
It's time for a belly slap solo. Join along.